Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Tuong V. You want to read this email from Tuong V?
Sure. Hi, Ben and Nathan. I'm reaching out for your input on my applications for fall 2023. Okay, so a year from now. I know the two recent admission cycles have been intense, and I pretty much balked at the new LSAT medians that were released.
I have a feeling that this is applications in fall 2022 for fall 2023 admissions, just to be clear. I think we're talking about somebody who wants to apply this year for next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Okay. This September. Okay. My situation is as follows. I scored a 170 on the LSAT in November of 2021. In the past, I feel like this would have been considered a solid score, but with the way admissions have been going, I'm just not sure anymore. I graduated 2 years ago with a 3.85 GPA and work full-time. I'm middling at or below median for most top schools. I don't feel that I have the capacity to take the LSAT again. I've taken it three times over the course of a year, getting a 165, a 167, and a 170, and I'm not sure whether it's a bad idea that I want to accept 170 as my highest score. What do you reasonably recommend for a strong application? Reasonably recommend? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like Tuong V is trying to get us to say, don't tell me to get a higher LSAT score. Instead, what? Tell me to apply lower? Like, I don't...
Yeah.
You have two more shots.
Right. Lawyers are unreasonable.
They go to the edge. They go to the line. They go to the letter of the law. That's what they do. You have two more times to take it, right? Yeah, you can take it twice once this cycle is done. So starting in June.
Yeah, you know, so we get from Tuong V gives us I don't feel that I have the capacity to take the LSAT again without, that's a conclusion, right? I mean, well, it's like so that's your feeling, but what's that based on? Because if, you know, like you not feeling like it, oh, okay. Well, so what you're also telling me is you don't feel like going to Columbia or Chicago or Virginia or NYU. Like, these are places where you're either not going to get in or you're not going to get a scholarship, which in our estimation is the same thing, because you shouldn't pay for law school when you don't have to. So, you know, with your 3.85 and your 170, you can get probably a full tuition scholarship to University of Florida, University of Minnesota, University of North Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, Boston College, BYU. If those are law schools that you feel like going to, then maybe the fact that you don't feel like you want to take the LSAT again, that's fine, because you can go to these schools probably for free. And that's great. But it depends on what you want to do with your life. And if you like, if you want to be a baller and go to Harvard, Stanford, Yale, any of these other schools, you know, schools in the top 14, well, then 170 probably isn't going to cut it. And you, like, it's an evidence-based system, ultimately. And you have not demonstrated the evidence that you're gonna be successful at these schools. So, like, your feelings are, I'm not delegitimizing them, but I am telling you that they're not relevant.
Yeah, you can take it two more times. Maybe you're just making it a bigger deal than it actually needs to be.
Oh, for sure. It seems like making a mountain out of a molehill, right? Like, oh God, the LSAT. It's probably why you haven't yet been truly great at the test, is because you haven't learned to love it, right? You're like making it into this big traumatic event. Like, oh my God, the LSAT, it's so stressful. It sucks so bad. And it's like, meanwhile, you know, the people who eventually score 175 or higher are like, yeah, it's kind of fun, actually. I got really, really, really good at the LSAT, and now I love it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it sounds like you want the best schools for without as much effort as they require. That's all.
The reason why the best schools are the best schools is because they produce lawyers who will do whatever it takes to win.
I don't know if they produce those lawyers, but they only accept
Same difference, right? Like they stamp them out, and they basically do that by admitting the right type of people, the people who did that, the people who ruthlessly did everything. Yep. And you haven't yet exhausted all of your, like, hey, lawyers who win do everything. They exhaust their, they just like, they run, they fire every bullet they have. Like, they are going to go all the way. You can, whatever metaphor you want, but they're going to go all the way. And you're leaving two unfired bullets.
Yeah, I mean, think about going to a partner at a law firm after you lose some case and explaining, I didn't include all the evidence I could have included, but I didn't feel like I had the capacity to keep working on the case.
Yeah,
like, goodbye.
Yeah. No, I didn't file that motion to suppress that bit of evidence because I filed all these other motions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel that I had the capacity to do any more than that. And I'm not sure whether it's a bad idea not to do all this stuff.
Yeah, I could have got a continuance. I could have done more work on the trial, but I didn't feel like I had the capacity to do it. I mean, we're beating up Tom V here, but you know, like, hey, if you are really interested, you know, like, what are they doing here? It's almost like they're kind of presenting a bit of a victim kind of like sob story in a way. This idea that like, well, 170 used to be good, but now it's not so good anymore because they say I balked at the new LSAT medians that were released.
Yeah, it's a bummer. You got set back a little bit. But you're also applying at a time in history when you can go for free. There were times in the history of law school applications where that was not an option. Now you're in that time. So instead of focusing on bad news that's you're looking at, these higher LSAT score numbers, look at the good news. Even look at those numbers in a good way. Like, if you can score higher on your next two tests, then you can walk past thousands and thousands of other applicants, go for free, and not bear the risk that law school normally entails.
Yeah. Do you want a definition of balk?
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 I thought it was balk. Yeah, balk. I'm assuming it's like to hesitate or to think twice.
Yeah, but it also says hesitate or be unwilling to accept an idea or undertaking. So it's not just, there's a like a dimension of that word where like
mental resistance.
Yep. That is one of the synonyms. So to me, it's got like a denial element to it where it's like it gave you pause, but you also were a little bit unwilling to even accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in like the reality based community, right? Like we have to accept ideas that we don't like. So Ben mentioned it as a setback, which sure, law school is more competitive now, but you don't get to like reject that. You don't get to bury your head in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist. You do have to accept this idea and understand that it is real. And now the question is, what are you going to do about it? So, you know,
I would plan on taking both tests.
Yeah, that you have exactly. We're both like, not just one more time, but two more times. Like, yeah. Fire both of those bullets. And by the way, yeah. Rededicate yourself to LSAT prep, do a bunch of practice tests, get those practice tests, because we don't see any of those practice test results. Like, all we know is the three official scores. So we have no idea what your, like, kind of range of scores is. Law schools are only going to care about your highest score. So the 165 is already irrelevant. The 167 is already irrelevant. Right now you're a 170. But if you could score even 1 point higher on one of your remaining two attempts, it is going to, in real terms, increase your chances at these top schools that you're interested in.
Especially with the GPA that you have. Your GPA is not the best, but it's solid. So leverage that. Your LSAT's pulling you down right now.
Yeah, and we're just not gonna bullshit you about other things that you could do. You know, what would we reasonably recommend for a strong application? Well, we're not gonna give you advice about rearranging the deck chairs on your Titanic of like the world's best personal statement, letters of recommendation, resume, all those things. Sure, they are necessary. Like, we would advise that you make those.
Don't do poorly on them.
Yeah, we want you to do a really good job on those documents, because those documents will be looked at carefully at the top schools. You'll be, you know, everybody is on the bubble at Harvard and Stanford and Yale. Like, you're not, nobody's a shoo-in for those schools. So yeah. All those things will matter. But right now you're a shoe out. Is that a word? I like that. You know, like, right now those same schools look at you with your 3.85 170 and they're like, oh, you're below our median on both LSAT and GPA. Goodbye.
Yep.
So you want my reasonable advice. I guess we could look up a definition of what that means. Based in reason. Okay. Well, reasonably, you need a better LSAT score.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much for writing in. I mean, I think that's clearly what you need to do. You need to get a better LSAT score. And your feelings that you don't feel you have the capacity to take it again, well, then maybe you just don't have the capacity to go to these schools. Because that's pretty much what the schools are going to say. That's what they're going to decide. They're going to look at your LSAT and they're going to go, we're worried that you can't do the work, and we're worried that you're going to lower our public profile, so we're not going to admit you. So to give yourself a reasonable chance at the top schools, you need a better LSAT. And you've got two more chances at it, so go get it.
Yep.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.